consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Hope you're having a great day today. You know, spring is just around the corner, and I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that. I always look forward to spring. Today, we're going to begin a new series in Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 42. We're going to be talking about characteristics of a growing church. And if you have a Bible, if you have access to a Bible and can pick it up, I would encourage you to go and get it and turn to Acts chapter 2 as we consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to encourage you about a couple of things. First of all, and this is kind of personal, I know, but I'd like to ask you to pray for me. Yeah, I had said before that back in December, I broke my leg. Yeah, I was coming down a ladder, and the ladder shifted a little bit. I wasn't far from the ground, but I jumped off, and somehow I just landed wrong and I broke my leg, and the healing is taking a long time. Now, the break is pretty well healed, and I'm thankful for that. It is difficult for me to walk in the surgery. They damaged a nerve, and so I'm having some issues with my foot and being able to lift it up and to walk correctly. So would you pray for me? I would appreciate that just so much. Also, I'd like to ask you to go to our website at considerhisword.org. A number of things that you'll find there. You'll find all of the messages in this broadcast. You can go back actually several years and hear broadcasts from this ministry. So you can go to Consider His Word and find those broadcasts. There's also a link that says Contact Us. And I'd love to hear from you. If you could click on that, write to us, give us an address, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little book. It's a little notebook. It fits easily into a shirt pocket in a purse. It easily fits in your Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as people give prayer requests, I write them down in my little book. And I love it when somebody says, pray for me, like I just did. They say, pray for me, and I can pull out my little prayer journal and write it down right then and remember to pray for them. And so we'll send you one of these little journals if you'll contact us. Now, you can do it through the website. You can contact me directly. In fact, recently we've gotten several requests through the email address at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You send us a note, give us an address, tell us where you're hearing the program today, and we'll get the prayer journal out to you as quick as we can. Now, there's one other way, and that is simply writing to us. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now again, give us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the program today. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I believe it's always helpful for us to go back and study the early church. And I love reading through the book of Acts and how the people trusted the Lord and how they depended on the Lord, even in hard times, how they would cry out to God. And we may see some of that later today. You know, this was a church that soon after Christ had ascended to heaven, and the Spirit of God filled the believers. The first thing that they did is they gathered for a prayer meeting. And in Acts chapter 2, we have kind of a snapshot of what that church was like. And I believe the characteristics of this early church in Acts chapter 2 should be characteristics of our churches today. And I believe this is very important for us today. I believe every church ought to take some time to study this passage of Scripture and see how they measure up. Now, I know things have changed, and, you know, we live in a, quote, modern era, and some things may be different, but at the very core, I believe there are some things that ought to be emphasized and some things that ought to be in every local church. Begin reading Acts chapter 2. I'm going to start in verse 42 and read the rest of the chapter. The Bible says, "Then they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Now, I want you to notice a couple of things here. First of all, let's kind of work backwards. Notice that it was the Lord that added to the church daily. They were depending on God to build the church. You know, they did not go out and use any gimmicks. They didn't go out and pass out flyers. They didn't even go door to door. Now, when I was going to Bible college, they taught us, boy, you get out in your town and your city and you just go door to door and start knocking doors. And, you know, that's a good way to go. But in some places, that could be kind of dangerous. Just use your wisdom as the wisdom as God gives it to you. But they didn't use any gimmicks. You know, they didn't have any giveaways. I'll tell you, in my ministry and in my lifetime, I have seen people give away everything from bubblegum to goldfish and things in between. When I was pastoring a church years ago, I received a letter from a guy that said that he would come and we could gather a crowd and he would jump out of an airplane and land in front of our church. I'm like, what in the world? Of course, he wanted a fee for that, wanted to get paid, and we didn't have him come. There were many other things that people would do, try to get a crowd. And it was the Lord that added to the church. And in that church, we see a number of characteristics. Now, I'm not going to take these particularly in order as we see them here. In fact, the first one is found in verse 1 toward the end of the verse. And I think this is so important, and why I want to emphasize it first, is they had prayer in this church. The Bible says that they prayed. In verse 42, it says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. They were faithful to pray. You know, the first thing that they did after Jesus had ascended into heaven is they gathered together for a prayer meeting. And I believe prayer is vital to the local church. Prayer ought to be in every service, together people praying. I hope that your church has a prayer meeting. And if it doesn't, maybe you should start one yourself. Maybe meeting early before a service and having a prayer meeting of your own with someone. Maybe in your small group or Sunday school class, you could gather people to pray for that day and for that service. Pray for your pastor and pray for your church, crying out to God for his direction and his wisdom. Now, I want you to notice this. When they had decisions to make, they would go to the Lord in prayer. We go back to Acts chapter 1, and in verse 23, the Bible says that they appointed two, Joseph and Barsabas, who are surnamed Justus and Matthias, and they prayed and said, "Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen." They had decided that they needed a new disciple or a new apostle to replace Judas. But they didn't just do it by vote. They didn't have nominations. They sought the Lord's will and they sought God's direction and they prayed about it. You know, several weeks ago, we had a decision to make in our church, and I presented it to the church. And then I told the church, let's pray about it. Let's not decide tonight. Let's not decide this week. But let's take some time and pray about it. And I believe our people have. And we've prayed about it in each service since then, praying together and praying privately. And that prayer is so important. So they prayed when they had a decision to make. But I want you to notice this also. Over in chapter 4, when it got hard, when the persecution came, this church gathered in prayer. I want you to see it. Go over to Acts chapter 4. I'm going to start reading at verse 23. Now, John and Peter had been arrested. And so they had then let them go. And in verse 23 says, it says, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. And the Bible records their prayer. They lifted up their voice and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now, I read that prayer because I wanted you to see this. When they came and prayed, they said they didn't pray to get out of the persecutions. They didn't pray and say, Lord, take this away from us. No, they prayed for boldness to continue preaching the word of God. They prayed. And this was a church of prayer. And I hope that the church where you go, that is a church of prayer, that people are praying together, but also individually. That's important too, that we cry out to the Lord in prayer, whatever the situation is. And in this early church, we can see this great example of how they sought the Lord in prayer. Our time is gone. We'll continue this later. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.